Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. We are learning the Sefer Avos Yisrael, discussing the Isser to hate another Jew. This limud should serve as a schus for all those who are in need of refuah shleima and bring an end to this magefa. We are at the end of Perek Gimel, where the Chafetz Chaim is discussing different reasons as to why we should not hate anyone. And he taught us that jealousy leads to hatred, kinah leads to sinah. To review the first and second reasons, the Chafetz Chaim told us, if your friend has more money than you, one should not be jealous of your friend, because either Hashem is giving him that money, and this person is a shliach to get staka, and he's doing the right thing with it. And if chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas, this person is doing the wrong thing with his money, then this person is receiving the worst punishment that one can ever imagine. He's receiving the punishment of olam haba in olam hazeh. He's receiving his reward here in this world. So it comes out that there's no reason to be jealous of this person. Either he's doing the right thing with his money, and he's giving staka with his money, he's doing the right thing, or he is being punished here by receiving all of this wealth. So why should someone be jealous of his friend for any of those reasons? The second reason we discussed is because a person might think someone is taking away my parnasa. He's the same profession as me, and there's no reason to be jealous of that either, and to lead to sinah. As the Chafetz Chaim told us in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Ein Adam Negeya B'muchen L'Chaveira Afilu K'malinim. A person does not touch into his friend's parnasa anything, even a hair's breadth. If it's Gezeirim in the Shemaim, you will receive it, and if it's not, you won't. No one can take away anything from you. So your friend's success does not diminish your success. The third and fourth reasons, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that there are times a person is jealous of someone else's covet. Someone receives honor, and person's jealous, how come I don't receive the honor that he receives? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Tzarech Adam Ladas, a person has to know, Ki bevadai hu zakai l'chol ha-covet. He deserves all of this covet, all of this honor. As it says in the Pasuk, Ki mechavdei achabei, those who honor me, I shall honor. V'imloi hoya nichbad b'ni ha-makam, if this person was not honorable in the eyes of Hashem, he would not receive the covet in the eyes of people. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, if someone would try to cause embarrassment and bizyonos and disgrace to the person who gets covet, then he would lose out because Hashem would not permit that. And the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you treat someone else, Hashem will treat you as well. So by covet, there's no reason to be jealous, because if he's receiving this covet, Chafetz Chaim is teaching us he deserves this covet. The fourth reason, Chafetz Chaim says a person is jealous. You see, someone has these nice, beautiful character traits. Sometimes he's so sweet and so good, it brings to a jealousy as well. He has good behavior, character traits. So he says strong words. He's shtus gedoyle me'ein kamayu. It's an unbelievable shtus that a person should be jealous of someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechanein, gives this person midas tovos, bevadei zocha min ha-shemayim lazeh. He definitely married because of his good behavior, that Hashem should give him siyad ha-shemayim to have midas tovos. What comes out, says the Chafetz Chaim, is we went through four different reasons, and he says here, these are the reasons why people are jealous. There could be other reasons, but these are the main reasons, says the Chafetz Chaim. Yim rak yisbainin ha-adam, heitei bedvareinu. If the person will just contemplate properly, understand and believe in the words of Chazal, then he will realize there's no reason to be upset at someone else and to hate the next person. Hatzlacha Rabbah.